president's chief of staff, William Daley, this is the man who was supposed to help Obama win the hearts and minds of corporate America, is now handing over some of his daily operations to senior advisor Pete Rouse. Bloomberg's Hans Nichols has more on what this means. Hans?
That's right. Bill Daley, who was brought in to sue for peace with the business community, will be focusing more on his outside role, the day-to-day operations he's giving Pete Rouse, who's a senior advisor, an expanded role on that. Now, the White House will quibble on whether or not this means that Daley is ceding any responsibility. Is he ceding management? Is he ceding operations? The fact of the matter is this will free up Daley to spend more time outside meeting with business groups, and then Rouse will really be focusing on the internal day-to-day day, making the trains run on time. But remember, that's partly what Daley was brought in for peace with the business community, but also to streamline some of the business operations. That has affected some personalities here. There's been some friction back and forth. There have been fewer people in meetings. Fewer people are CC'd on emails. And Bill Daley keeps his door closed. Guys, his predecessor, Rahm Emanuel, he always kept it open. There are different management styles here at the White House. You always have to see what works and what doesn't. This is a bit of a retool, basically a year out before the election.